Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, I told you yesterday, following through today on the mask situation, which is spreading around the country, like COVID-19 itself, we have the mask situation spreading around the country. So what do you do about it? If you wear one, for all you mask wearers out there, if you wear a mask, obviously, you're afraid, you're fearful, you're a follower. Government controls you. You're a lemming. You're ignorant and you're weak. Right? Is that about it? Is that pretty much cover it all? Okay, if you don't wear one, all you rebellious non-mask wearers out there, you're unloving. You're foolish. You're obstinate. You violate Romans 13, obviously. You're ignorant. You're dangerous. You're selfish. And you call yourself a Christian who's supposed to love your neighbor. Have you guys, has anybody else had those conversations? Anyone? I tell you, I'm just all my cards on the table. And if you tuned in today because you're expecting me to tell you exactly what you should do and why, you're going to be disappointed. Because that's not my job. I will offer all kinds of things to you today. I will go through a lot of different angles here today. Hopefully, we'll have the time to open up the phones because I want to hear from you today as well on the whole mask situation. But now we're dealing with here in the state of North Carolina, and this is in other places. And by the way, if you just think it's Governor Cooper, Governor Abbott in Texas is moving in this direction as well, suggesting he hasn't put it into an executive order yet. But in a recent quote, he was saying, yeah, you know what? People need to, we should probably be wearing masks whenever we go out into public. And Governor Abbott in Texas is no liberal, right? You know that. So what are we doing? What is going on here? What should we do? What should we not do? And I had a great conversation a little while ago with one of my ethics professors here at Southeastern talking about Romans 13. And he and I are in the same place. You've got your desire versus your will. His desire, he said, listen, I went into a grocery store earlier today and I put on a bandana kind of cloth mask thing. And everything inside of me didn't want to do it. My desire was, this is stupid. This is fear-mongering. This is overreaching government. And my desire was to blow it off. But my will, which was to try to love my neighbor, to try to honor authority, to try to honor the general impression from Romans 13, to give the benefit of the doubt that our governor and other agencies are acting in what they think is the best interest of the people and of the state, then his will won out over his desire. And he put on his bandana or cloth mask or whatever, and he went into the store and he came out. And it would appear that he was agitated and upset the entire time. And that's exactly how I feel. That's exactly everything in me is kicking back against this, because we've got, you know, some people, hey, you have to wear a mask to buy and sell. Well, where have I heard that story before? Yeah, that sounds like the mark of the beast. And we just go along with this stuff. And we got the COVID-19 thing and the shutdowns and the economic destruction as a result. And we have the protests and we have looting and we have rioting, all these different things. And that all this stuff is the overreaching government. And what about my rights? What about my rights? Well, if you're going to start, this is where you're going to start to have some problems with Christianity and Western civilization, in this case, the United States of America. Because in the United States of America, we are all about our rights. We have God-given rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The governments are instituted not to establish those, but to protect those. But really, think biblically, think theologically, get into the scripture and show me your list of rights in the Bible. Go ahead. Give it a shot. go into the Bible and show me your list of rights. Because that kind of language is incongruent with the gospel, where we die to ourselves, we sacrifice, we prefer others over ourselves. As a matter of fact, we tend to give up our rights. We deny ourselves as Christians. So there's that call. Then there's the American call. There's the independence call. There's the overreaching government call. And then some people want to act like Romans 13 means you obey the government in everything, all of it. So why, if that's true, and Paul wrote Romans 13, submit to the governing authorities, right? If that's true, then why did Nero kill Paul? If Nero said, and I'm sure he did, hey, Paul, knock it off. Just like John and Peter brought before the Sanhedrin, and they said, quit preaching in that guy's name. And they said, sorry, we can't help but speak about that which we have seen and heard. Essentially, you do what you got to do, and we're going to do what we have to do. But that was with respect to the gospel. Now, when the government says, Romans 13, they say to a doctor, they say to a pharmacist, you supply RU486, you supply the day after pill. Hey, doctor, you sonographer, you help the abortionist. That's your job. That's part of the deal. The government says it's legal and you do it. Are you going to obey that law? Of course not. So Romans 13 is not a blanket statement that you follow everything the government says, because Scripture doesn't make that testimony. Scripture interprets Scripture. So you can't look at Romans 13 and go, okay, that means whatever the government tells you to do, you need to do. Nope, that's not it. But then you got to deal with other passages of Scripture. And that's why this should be a challenge for us as Christians to deal with this now here in North Carolina, mandated by Governor Roy Cooper under the Emergency Powers Act that he continues to stretch out. If you're not a Star Wars fan, you won't get this, but he's like Emperor Palpatine. He's like, well, you know, it's emergency powers, and when the emergency's over, I'll set them down. But in North Carolina, the emergency powers generally only supposed to last about 30 days. Well, not 3 months, not 4 months. And by the way, some people have been like, hey, what's Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest, who's running for governor? What's he doing about all this? Well, this just came out, literally just came out. Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest says he will sue Governor Cooper over executive orders. Announces intentions to sue Governor Cooper for failing to uphold the law under the Emergency Management Act. Today, I notified Governor Cooper that, as a member of the Council of State, I will be suing his administration for violating the Emergency Management Act. The governor has repeatedly ignored the law, enacting mandates that selectively target the businesses and citizens of North Carolina without concurrence from a majority of the Council of State, Forrest said in a statement. So there's that, too. But what about the face masks? We'll get into that when we come back right after this. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Taking a pause on the Theology Thursday, even though I'm going to fold some theology in here, because we're talking about Romans 13. We're going to talk about neighbor love. We're going to talk about not causing others to stumble. We're going to talk about our witness versus our rights and our Americanism. And gosh darn it, for a lot of people, I don't want the government telling me what to do. Listen, we homeschool and I had my own business. I've always been self-employed for the most part since I was about, 28. So I don't like people telling me what to do. I'm the last of four kids. I just don't. You want me to go? The smartest place in the world is to go right down that road right there, Steve. My natural inclination is to go. I'm not going to go down that road because you told me to go down that road. So there's a part of me that's I've got a rebel nature, man. Totally. Beyond just typical human rebellion. I have a rebel nature. I do not like to be told what to do. Ask anybody that's in my family, ask my wife, ask my kids, ask people that know me well. Yep, I'm just not an easily compliant person. And then there's that other thing, you know, that Christianity thing. And then that gets in the way. So we're going to try to unpack as much of that today as possible. As I was mentioning, we've got Governor Cooper. This is Executive Order 147. Dan Forrest just came out just not that long ago this afternoon saying he's suing the governor, violating the Emergency Management Act because he's not using the Council of State. He's kind of running loosey-goosey here, which I would agree with from a constitutional perspective. The emergency powers for any governor is only supposed to last generally about 30 days. I don't know if that's actually in the North Carolina Constitution, but you, on and on and on. And you say, hey, now there's this new quote-unquote law. Show me the law. Somebody show me the face mask law in North Carolina. You want to know? Don't waste your time. There isn't one. Okay? There isn't one. There isn't a law. Laws are passed by the legislature with a majority vote and then signed or vetoed by the governor. That's not happened. So is this a law that you can disobey? It is not. It's an executive order. And an executive order is questionable. Okay? So there's constitutional legal issues there. Then there are health issues. So I mentioned this on the break for Facebook Live that you've got I've been getting so many, everybody's sending me videos and stuff. And for those of you that do that, I appreciate that. I don't look at all of them. And I get a lot of the same ones, like this guy that's an OSHA trained person did an oxygen level test without. So OSHA says you got to have 19.5% oxygen in a work area to be safe. Anything below that's not a safe work area. OSHA. Okay. So he does the test. He's just standing there in a room somewhere. Not exerting himself or anything. He does the little test right by his mouth. Comes out at 20.5%. Okay, safe. Great. Then he puts the surgical face mask on. He does the same exact test, puts the nozzle in the exact same place, and it drops down to 17.4%. Remember, OSHA says 19.5% is the minimum to have a safe work area. The thing he's using starts bleeping, bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye. You know, he's like, oh, well, that's the alarm because now you've got an unsafe environment because your surgical mask just dropped your oxygen level from 20.5 down to 17.4, a 15% drop, which OSHA would say is hazardous. Okay. So you got that stuff going on. And then I've looked at so many doctors, so many epidemiologists. This stuff for the last 3 months is coming out my ears. All right. I hope I never have to deal with this subject again once we get past this season, if we actually do, before Jesus comes back. And there's not really an overall consensus, because where there's upsides to it, there's downsides to it. And the whole mask situation, almost 100% is about if you have it, and especially if you have it and don't know it, you're protecting other people because it's blocking your spitlet, your droplets from going out, okay? Surgical masks don't protect you from getting it because they're loose fitting, okay? It doesn't protect you. And N95 mask protects you from bringing it in, but it doesn't do anything for you sending it out, because an N95 mask doesn't filter what's going, your exhale. It does not filter that. It only filters what's coming in. So that's the Mac Daddy PPE. Okay, most people aren't running around with one of those. But if you're using a cloth face covering or a surgical mask, you're depleting yourself of oxygen, which is bad. And you're not keeping yourself from getting it. But if you have it, a pretty good case can be made that you are disrupting that droplet pattern and you're helping other people. Okay, so there's that. But it's not clear-cut anywhere across the board. Okay? And I looked at Mayo Clinic. I'm looking at OSHA stuff. Like I said, I got this stuff coming out my ear. All right? Then you've got the threat of the doctor's bet. So things are going up. That's true. Okay, don't just start yelling fake news. That's true. Daily state-by-state is going up. We are doing more testing, but the question is the testing staying about the same rate of positives, or is it going up? And in some places, it's going up. In North Carolina, it's not coming down. Yes, we're doing more testing, but the positive results are not coming down. So people will say, oh, there's more tests. Because, like, for example, yesterday, June 24th, 38,386 new cases in the United States, which is the highest level we've ever seen, except for April 24th, when there were 39,000 cases. So we came down. It was down on June 14th to 20,000 new cases. A couple days before that, 19,000 new cases, and it shot back up. I at least appreciate out in L.A., where the Los Angeles County public health director is saying it's highly likely that the George Floyd protest caused a coronavirus spike out there. Of course, all the governors, including Cooper here in North Carolina, are like, hey, we support it. A bunch of doctors, and I don't know what they are, doctors and scientists, liberals obviously, came out and said, hey, you know what? These anti-stay-at-home protests, those are dangerous. But the George Floyd protests, the racism protests, those things are actually good for public health. So we're not going to apply our concerns about face mask wearing to those protests. Those are okay. But those ones, if you reopen people, you're dangerous and that's a problem. And they're mostly white supremacists. That was actually what they said. A bunch of doctors and scientists signed that one. That came out, I don't know, about a month ago. So that's insanity is out there. So now there's the concern. State of North Carolina, this is in Governor Cooper's Executive Order 147. I read through this thing, which is, if you want to watch paint dry, you'd be better use of your time. Anyway, they're all concerned about ICU beds in North Carolina. So a friend of mine who happens to be with the Truth Radio Network, smart guy, thank you, Mike. There's 3,512 ICU beds in North Carolina. 35% of the hospitalized COVID patients go to ICU. So even if all of them, all the COVID patients we had, only 35% of them actually go to the ICU, there's 3,512 ICU beds in North Carolina. So only 10% of all ICU beds in North Carolina would cover all the COVID people that actually go to ICU. So we don't have an ICU emergency. And when people say that our hospitals are being overrun, go find me an article in the last 30 days that shows any hospital in America is being overrun right now. There isn't one. Okay? I looked. And I'm pretty good on a computer. There isn't one. So what's the deal here? And the $64,000 question is, what do we do as Christians? All right, so I'm coming up on a break. I want to give you a chance to sound off because I know you want to say something. So I'm going to open up the phones, and I just want you to call in and share. Will you or will you not follow the governor's mandate of wearing a face mask, and why or why not, okay? And I'm not going to get into it with you. I'm not going to beat you up. I'm not going to debate with you. I just want to see what you're thinking. Will you or will you not? Why or why not? 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Will you follow the governor's orders or will you defy him? Yes or no? Why or why not? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back.
So if you're happy in your stuff, and if 10%'s enough, stay away from Jesus.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. This is Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Hey, Gary just reminded me on Facebook Live. Hey, Steve, you often ask, is this a hill you want to die on? Am I going to die on every hill I encounter? Is this a hill to die on? The hill of wear a face mask, don't wear a face mask. Is this a hill to die on? You want to? Is this your moment? Is this your? I just watched The Patriot the other day for like the umpteenth time. Is this your Mel Gibson moment? Everybody's retreating. All the cowards are retreating. They're putting on your face mask. You rip off your face mask. You grab the American flag. You charge right into Governor Cooper's office, and you say, "I will not yield to this tyranny." Is that your moment? That's what I want to do. That's my desire. Is to say, you know, go pound sand, Governor Cooper. I'm not going to be controlled by the government. Are you kidding me? You guys, the government's getting bigger and badder all the time. And this is just another step in that direction. But is it really that simple? Is it really that black and white? That's the challenge for all of us. So if you tuned in today expecting your buddy Steve, if you're a Christian, your brother in Christ, Steve, to tell you exactly what to do, that's not going to happen. I'm going to throw a bunch of stuff at you. We're going to contemplate some things. But I'm not going to tell you what to do, okay? I'll tell you what I'm doing, and what I'm doing is evolving. I hate that word. Anyway, let's jump onto the phones and see what's going on. To wear or not to wear, that is the question. Why or why not? As I think most of us are struggling with this. Let's go to Tracy, who's calling in from Raleigh. Tracy, I lost Tracy. Let's go to Kim, who's calling in from Cary. Kim, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, I'm Kim Coley, and I'm running for House District 36. And
indeed,
so
you are. Nice to hear from you, Kim.
Thank you. And so this has been, you know, I want to stand with the people, and yet I want to, you know, and I want to stand against bigger government. And so as a believer, as a Christian, I have tried to figure out or evolve, as you would say, where I stand. And so when this first started, I actually was adamant. I was not wearing a mask, and I walked into an Asian shoe repair shop. And the woman that greeted me was almost petrified. And and she asked me to put a mask on. I didn't, you know, I had it in my purse, but I was being defiant. I wasn't going to do it. And I walked out, and I immediately felt the Holy Spirit go, "Really? That like you said, is the hill you want to die on. And that's the message that you're going to bring to your people of your district. Where's your compassion for her fear? Overcome fear by the word of your testimony, and that's by displaying love. I walked back in, put my mask on, walked back in there, and I said, I owe you an apology. I'm better than this. And I have decided that it is more important that I host the presence of God wherever I go. I am very careful with the way I dress because I want people to see my strength, but I want and my femininity, but I want them to see me respectfully. And I'm very careful with taking off my shoes or putting on a headscarf when I go into a mosque. It's respectful because if you're respectful, people will receive you. If I'm adamant about my rights, then will they hear my heart when I'm trying to share the love of God with them? That, yeah, to me is more important than winning office.
Such a great point. Kim, what's your website?
TrustKimColey.com.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in, sis. I appreciate it. Great points.
Thanks for having this discussion, Steve.
You're welcome, as always. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much, Kim. God bless you. And see, now there's some of you just boiling. You're like, I'll never vote for her. Are you kidding me? Again, this is the conflict between walking your Christian life out and walking your American life out. They aren't always in the same pot, okay? There's problems here. And by the way, that's the deal. In the world, not of the world. This isn't your home if you're a follower of Christ, if you're born again. This isn't your home. This should not feel super comfortable to you, ever. So you got to remember that. And Kim made great points, and I really appreciate she gospel above personal rights. My witness to somebody above personal rights. And my conscience. And is this a hill to die on? It's tough. But these are tough days, and they're only going to get tougher, which is why we got to keep having these conversations. Let's jump to Derry calling in from North Carolina. Derry, you're on with Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm more of the math. I don't see anything wrong with being on the safe side of that. But I do believe it's political. I think that the media is misrepresenting this, and I don't think they're presenting us with all the plans. I heard you talking about the hospitals. You're absolutely right. You never hear about the hospital being overrun, just the threat of it. As far as a hill to die on, I'm going to take that flag when it comes to election day. When it comes to that election day, that's when I'll make my stand.
Yeah.
But right,
yeah,
now, I'm going to wear a mask because I think it's the right thing to do. I think it's the safe thing to do. I see no reason not to wear one, to tell you the truth. The coronavirus is here, and it is dangerous. But it's not quite as dangerous as the media is presenting
it. Right, yeah.
And it's not quite as bad as the media would like us to believe.
Yeah, that's the challenging thing about it. And, Derry, I appreciate you calling in and sharing that. Those are great points. Is that you've got, again, I've said this before. Steve Dace said this a few weeks ago when he was on the show. You've got the coronavirus, and then you got the coronavirus agenda. You have science, and then you have scientism, which is politics and philosophy, okay? So all this stuff's in play, which is why we need to be praying for wisdom and discernment all the time. Because these are very crazy, dark, disturbing days. Misinformation, disinformation, lack of information. And, boy, do we have to... We have to be really careful here, right? Let's be very careful here. Because what's more important, your rights as an American citizen or your role as a follower of Jesus Christ? Let's go to George, who's calling in from North Carolina. George, you're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Hey, you're on, George. Thanks. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm sorry. I was listening to the radio at the same time I was listening to you guys. the delay had me all thrown off. I just wanted to say I'm not wearing a mask. There is no way I'm going to. I don't believe it should be mandatory. They're uncomfortable, man. And I don't think it's stopping anything because I don't completely believe the media.
Yeah, and so that's one of those points. And George, I appreciate you calling in. Is that, you know, you got the media thing in there, okay? And then you do some study, you do some research, you'll find out, like my buddy Jay McMichael, who's on Facebook Live today, it's kind of like a diaper. You know, a diaper keeps poop in. You know, that's really the point of the mask. If you have it and don't know it, meaning COVID-19, it will help keep you from spreading it because it's blocking your droplets. Okay, now we all talk about droplets now. So that's one thing that generally I agree with. That makes sense to me. It does not protect you from getting it, okay? Loose-fitting masks, your bandana, your T-shirt, whatever cute thing you bought on Etsy, that's not effective for protecting you, okay? And then for people that, and I'll go through this in the last segment, all these exceptions, you get a headache, which can happen because you're depleting your oxygen, actually below the levels that the OSHA says is even healthy. Okay, so now you got a stewardship issue there because you're not a good steward of your family, of your body. And your body's the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? So you're supposed to take care of yourself, and putting a mask on and wearing it for an extended period of time depletes the amount of oxygen you're getting. It also has some other problems with bacteria gathering inside the mask. And now all of a sudden you're not taking good care of yourself. And you can make a case that that's a violation of Scripture. See? Not that easy. Let's go to Tracy who's calling in. Tracy calling back, I think. Tracy, you're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Thank you. I am not wearing a mask.
Okay.
I feel like we have to build our immunity. It's not going to go away. If it does, that'll be great. But the people who need to wear a mask are the ones that are immunocompromised or in that high-risk category. I think the rest of us need to go about our business.
Yeah, and that's a whole thing. And, Tracy, I appreciate you taking the time to call in and sharing that today. If you want to jump in on this, 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884, or 866-34-TRUTH. I know a lot more about immunology now than I did 5 months ago, and that's a good thing. And that's another one of our problems, the shelter-at-home stuff. You keep everybody at home, which compromises your immune system because your body, the way God designed it, you know, he's pretty smart. The way God designed it is we're going to deal with bacteria and all kinds of things coming at us. And then your body receives the threat and then builds up an immunity to it. And then you don't have to worry about it again. That's the way it works. And so if you hide, you shelter at home and hide, your immune system gets weaker. And then when you come back out, especially in the fall or in the winter, and you come out with a weakened immune system, guess what? You're going to get sick. And there's a whole lot of people. And now, again, I'm not going to take the time to do this, but we do go look at the death rates. 43% of the deaths nationwide, 43% have been in rest homes, rest communities, elderly care. 43%. And like 75% of all deaths nationwide have been 65 and above. Yet, we're not letting our kids go anywhere and do anything, which is not good for their immune system, too, by the way. There's so much going on here, and it's hard to find a clear way through. So there's the health side. There's the governmental side. There's the overreaching governmental side. There's the Christian side, which is trying to render unto Caesar what is Caesar, trying to submit to the governing authorities, trying to maintain a good witness, trying to love your neighbor well. It's all at play all at the same time. I've never experienced a season like this with all the other stuff that we're not even talking about today. Pray for wisdom and discernment. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. So if you do wear a mask, afraid, fearful, follower, government controls you, you're a lemming, you're ignorant, and you're weak. Or you don't wear a mask, you're unloving, you're foolish, you're obstinate, you violate Romans 13, you're ignorant, you're dangerous, you're selfish, you don't care about anybody, and you call yourself a Christian, what kind of witness is that? Kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't. That's what's going on here, okay? So we're working through it. As the governor comes out, here's the exemptions, by the way, and then I'm going to get to our two callers real quick. Here's the exceptions, and this is all done on, let's be honest, okay, the honor system. It actually says that in the governor's order here in North Carolina. Exceptions, medical or behavioral condition or disability, including but not limited to any person who has trouble breathing or is unconscious or incapacitated, is otherwise unable to put on and remove the face mask. Okay, no kidding. Is under 11 years of age, is actively eating or drinking, so obviously you're in the restaurant. Is strenuously exercising, that's an exception, you don't have to do that. Is seeking to communicate with someone who is hearing impaired in a way that requires the mouth to be visible. Is giving a speech for a broadcast or to an audience. That's what I'm doing right now. Woo! Is working at home or is in a personal vehicle. So if you're wearing a mask when you're driving around the city and I see you out there, I'm always like, this is what I literally do. In my car, I yell, "You're not doing yourself any good! What are you wearing a mask in your own car for?" is temporarily removing his or her face covering to secure government or medical services or for identification purposes, of course, would be at risk from wearing a face covering at work as determined by local, state, or federal regulations or workplace safety guidelines. Number 10, has found that his or her face covering is impeding visibility to operate equipment or a vehicle. Or 11, is a child whose parent, guardian, or responsible person has been unable to place the face covering safely on the child's face. Anyone who declines to wear a face covering for these reasons should be required to produce documentation or any other proof of condition. Did you hear that? I said it the wrong way. Should not be required. So if you walk into a store, here's a test for you, Christian, if you choose you're going to lie about this, and you walk into the store and say, I'm sorry, you have to have your mask on, and just say, actually, under the governor's executive order, if you really want to play hardball, tell him, under the governor's executive order, Executive Order 147, Section 2, Item C, the exceptions, I fall underneath the exemptions underneath the governor's order, so I actually don't have to wear a mask. And they have to take you at your word. And then if you're lying, well, that's between you and the Lord, okay? Under this executive order, all North Carolinians will be on the honor system about whether or not there's a reason why they cannot wear a face covering. Enforcement, citations under this section shall be written only to businesses or organizations that fail to enforce the requirement to wear face coverings. That's for their employees as well as their customers, unless the customer, you, claim that you can't do it because you fit under these exceptions. Number 2, law enforcement personnel are not authorized to criminally enforce the face covering requirements of this executive order against individual workers, customers, or patrons. So if a cop stops you anywhere and says, why don't you have your mask on? And you say, because I fall under the exceptions. They can't do anything, okay? They can't do that. However, Part 3 of Section F, Section 2, however, if a business or organization does not allow entry to a worker, customer, or patron because that person refuses to wear a face covering, and if that worker, customer, or patron enters the premises or refuses to leave the premises, law enforcement personnel may enforce the trespassing laws and any other laws applicable. So if you walk in there and say, I'm not wearing it and I don't claim an exception, go pound sand, then they can call the police and the police can bust you for trespassing. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Let's go over to Greensboro, North Carolina. Thank you so much for calling in. I can't see your name. What's your name? I'm sorry.
Hi. Fail like the Lord will never fail you.
Oh, I love it. Fail. Thanks for calling in. Go right ahead.
Yeah. So first of all, most definitely, I am going to wear the mask. Number one, let me just give you the first reason. Number one, every office, a person that is in office has been ordained by God. And we don't understand everything that God is up to, but we are required to be governed by the law as long as it doesn't compromise the word of God. Number two, I guarantee you, if every individual was promised $1,000 a month to wear the mask, they would wear the mask. Whether they could breathe or not breathe, that's $12,000 that they did not have before.
Yeah.
Just for wearing a simple mask, please give me a break.
Yeah, that's a great point, Phil. I appreciate you calling in and sharing
that
today.
That's another stimulus package. Wear your mask, $1,000 a month.
There you go. And I think we would find pretty much across the board people I think would go along with that. Phil, thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate that. Isn't that what an interesting test? If I were to pay, if you're like, I am not wearing a mask, I'll give you $1,000 a month. Will you wear one now? No. Okay. I bet we'd go up. And don't be surprised, Phil. That's really funny. And maybe not. That they come up with a stimulus package. Remarkable. Let's go to Paula. It's calling in from North Carolina. Paula, thanks for calling. Sorry to keep you on hold for a while. Go ahead.
That's okay. Okay. I have not been wearing a mask for the 9 weeks that I've been home and out of work. I don't wear it. Now, if I walk into an establishment that requires it, I haven't found one yet, I would put one on. And also, I'd be cognizant, like the lady that called earlier, if I was causing fear in someone else and I would see it, then I'd gladly do it for them because I'm not out to cause fear for somebody else. But personally, I think, you know, I'm one of those people, I'm at 67, I'm at risk supposedly of dying, you know. But every year I get that threat about the flu, and I'm not seeing much difference. I can't say, really. I know people are dying, but so did they did the flu, but nobody's talking about it. And every year there's going to be a new bug that's going to come that we can't just shut down life because of that. We can't. And now I have up my standards. Let me tell you, my standards of, cleanliness, you know what I'm saying, washing my hands like that I'm cognizant in a way now that I wasn't before.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, you know, that was a plus. So, and the other thing about being fined, you know what? The scary thing about that is government can keep fining us for everything. They don't like the way we walk down our sidewalk. And then, you know, so when do we as Christians draw the line?
Yeah.
That's the other topic for me.
Yep. Yeah. And that's a legitimate concern. Paula, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. And God bless you. I'm sorry that you lost your job. And I pray that the Lord is comforting you in this time. Please, Lord, do that for Paula and help her get her job back or a new job. And we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. So again, this comes back to, let me land this plane, or at least try to. It comes back to, okay, here's where I'm at. And this is from a conversation I had earlier today with one of my senior ethics professors out here at the seminary. He went into a store earlier today. He and I are on the same exact page here. Everything in him wanted to just government overreach, fear-based, crazy, no scientific consensus, blah, 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 blah. And take a hike. I'm not kowtowing to Governor Cooper. I'm not kowtowing to any government official telling me how I should live my life. Okay? Forget it. So his desire was no mask, government overreach. But his will won out. And he put on his bandana, which was not really protecting him at all. And perhaps is protecting other people if he has it and doesn't know it. Okay, because you're trying to deal, it's spittle management, right? Droplet management. So his will, which was to deny himself, which was to not cause others to stumble, which was trying to honor the heart of Romans 13. Romans 13, by the way, does not tell you to obey every little single thing that the government tells you to do, because those things sometimes are clearly in conflict. And in Romans 13, look at Paul himself, who was killed by Nero. So obviously Paul didn't comply with what they wanted him to do. Same thing with John and Peter in front of the Sanhedrin. And the Romans 13 thing isn't all encompassing. Okay. So you need wisdom and discernment there, but you want to try to follow that. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. You want to try to follow that. You want to try to honor that just as in general honoring authority over you. Okay, in general, same thing with honoring your father and mother. That's where that flows out of. And then you don't want to cause other people to stumble. You don't want to, if you're a Christian, could it harm your witness with all the non-Christians that you know or people around you? Because you're claiming your rights as an American citizen. To heck with this government overreach. I'm not going to kowtow. I'm not going to bow the knee, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And can that harm a witness and you not even know it? Yes, it can. Is that on the other person? Well, that's where my flesh would go. What? You're thinking less of me as a Christian because I won't wear a face mask? Well, what kind of idiot are you? Show me where Jesus handled anybody other than the Pharisees that way. Who did he hammer? He hammered the religious big mouths of the day, the self-righteous. He didn't hammer anybody else. He was very direct. He told the truth. As his truth got harder, the crowds got smaller. Okay? So you got to deal with that, all right? We're going to try to grab one more call here. I don't have much time, about a minute. Christy, thanks for calling in. I only have about a minute, so go right ahead.
Could I just hold until you're done?
Well, I'm at the end of the show, but you could try to call back tomorrow if you can.
I would like to. I wanted to become a monthly donor.
Oh, okay. Christy, send me a note on Facebook. I appreciate that. Send me a note on Facebook, and we can do it that way. But I certainly appreciate you wanting to do that. So here's the challenge, right? If it makes you sick, if it freaks you out, you can't do it, you fall under those exceptions, don't do it. But if you don't fall under the exceptions, well, then you got a decision to make. I'm not going to make that decision for you. I want to blow the whole thing off. I want to exert my independence. I want to tell the governor and the government to go pound sand. But most likely, I might change my position on this one when I have to. Welcome to the world, United States 2020. This is Steve Noble, The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.